This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, Bismillah, this evening's verse is wherein Allah Azza wa Jal said to Musa alayhi salam, فَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, why did you speed ahead of your people? The people of Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, those of them that were selected to visit the mountain, visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very special meeting. Allah azza wa jal saw Musa alayhi salam speeding ahead of them. So he said, why are you speeding ahead of your people, O Musa? Like, why not come in unison with them? And so Musa alayhi salam very beautifully responded, as the Quran captures for us, they are right behind me. They'll be right here. هَؤُلَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي. They are on my trail. They're right behind me. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And as for me, I rushed towards you, my Lord, so that you would be pleased with me. So that you would be pleased with me. And the question that was posed by one of the brothers that messaged me is, how do I know that Allah is pleased with me? And so before we forget it, that's the first answer. The pleasure of Allah is found in rushing to Him. And so whomever Allah interests, He ignites inside you a flame to want to rush towards Him, then that is a great door and a great opportunity that He is opening for you. And it's a beautiful question. How do we know? Can we really know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us? It is something that Musa alayhi salam was hopeful in, and that's why he was chasing it. At that moment, he was not sure. And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when a man said to him, I don't know all these complicated, you know, long, extensive du'as that you and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, one of the most knowledgeable of the Sahaba, was making, what you and Mu'adh say, it's just too much for me. I can't, you know, like, grasp all of this and memorize it. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, what do you say in your dua? He said, I ask Allah to be pleased with me and to admit me into paradise. And I ask Allah to not be angry with me and not cast me into the fire. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hawlahuma nudandin. Everything that me and Mu'adh say circles around what you are saying. That's what it's really all about. All of our chanting is revolving around what you're saying. And everything a Muslim does in their life, they exert an entire lifetime of prayers and of money spent and of concerns and of patience and the things they do and the things they restrain from. It's all to know one day that their Lord is pleased with them, because that's the only thing you can really do with your life that's of worth. People's pleasure, being pleased with you, is unheard of. You can't please everyone. And it's impossible. And it's not our duty. Whereas our duty, which is very possible as well, is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest thing ever a person can exit this world with and attain in this world. And in paradise, it is the greatest thing we will receive, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, Ya Rab, we will receive it in Jannah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah will gather the people of Jannah and say, are you pleased yet? And imagine that, like, if the whole universe is displeased with Allah, takes nothing away from Allah. And yet these people mean so much to Him that He checks on them if they're pleased. Because that's how much they mean to Him. Are you pleased yet? And they will say, how can we not be pleased, O our Lord, our Master, when you have given us what you haven't given anyone ever? He said, I'll give you something better than that. They'll say, what can possibly be better than that? And he says, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I will make permanent for you my pleasure. I'll be pleased with you forever, and I'll never become angry with you again. I ask Allah to make me and you the recipients and the audience of that announcement. Allahumma ameen. And so it's the greatest thing ever. It's a great thing to even think about it. That's what our life should revolve around. It's the greatest thing you can gain in this world, and the greatest thing in the next. How do I know that Allah is pleased with me? You can't know for certain, right? That's why Allah told us there are certain deeds that He is pleased with, not people per se. I mean, some people like the prophets, we know for sure He is pleased with. Some people like the enemies of the prophets that died as enemies of the prophets, we know for sure He's angered with. But aside from that, all we know is that Allah is pleased with certain actions and displeased with certain actions. And so your job is to rush to as many of those actions as you know is pleasing to Him. So that's the first step, knowledge. If you are earning Allah's pleasure, you are earning it through knowing what pleases Him. And it's amazing. I mean, to know, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is pleased that you eat a meal or eat a morsel, a bite, he says, and say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That pleases Him. SubhanAllah, where Allah's pleasure azza wa jal can be found. He is so great, but the way to earn His pleasure sometimes is so meager, so tiny, so accessible. And He is pleased, he said, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَرْضَ أَنْ يَشْرَبُ الْعَرْضُ شَرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا. And He is pleased that a person take a sip of water and praise Him for it, by saying Alhamdulillah. So that's the first thing. If you want Allah's pleasure, you want the knowledge that Allah has revealed to identify where His pleasure is located. So you're someone that's serious about knowledge. The more you are, the more advancing and gaining ground you are rushing to His pleasure. The second thing I will tell you very quickly is that when there is a standoff between what you like and what Allah likes, you prefer what He wants over what you want. You know, sometimes people say, I want to pray, but I don't really feel like praying. Well, that is the greatest sign of sincerity. Sometimes Allah pulls from us the sweetness of prayer or the sweetness of a certain act of worship to see, are you doing it to please yourself or are you doing it to please me? So He pulls it to help you realize, like, why exactly am I doing this? So at the times when you don't feel like doing something, but it pleases Him, but it's not pleasing to you, and you pick what pleases Him, then you, inshallah, are someone who is gaining more and more ground towards the pleasure of Allah. And then you prioritize, of course, because sometimes there are certain things that we do that we think are pleasing to Allah, and they may in fact be pleasing to Allah, but not at the expense of other things. So what do I mean? Obligations. If you are thinking, may Allah forbid, that you're going to like just do what you want to do or bribe Allah and do some voluntary deeds here or voluntary deeds there, when the deeds that He obligated on you, whether it's taking the prayer time seriously, whether it's a certain dress code, whether it is respecting your parents, prioritize what He prioritized. That is of the signs that He is pleased with you. It's not just how to get Him to be pleased with you, how to earn His pleasure. No, the fact that you are setting out on those journeys, you're being sincere, right? So you're seeking what He wants over what you want whenever there's a conflict. That you are actually learning your religion, seeking knowledge to understand what He wants from you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to implement as much of that as possible. The fact that you are, in fact, prioritizing the obligations over the voluntary deeds, these are of the signs of His pleasure for you. And of the signs, I'll make this the last one, the fact that you feel nearness to Allah. Again, if you're doing it for that, if that is your objective, then you're trying to please yourself. You could be just trying to please yourself. So it can't be the objective of your pursuit. But it is one of the signs of your pursuits, because I'll leave you with a statement of Ibn Taymiyyah that is just splendid. He says, Rahimahullah, when a person does an act of devotion towards Allah, he performs a deed that pleases Allah, and he doesn't find that sweetness inside him, that feeling of pleasure inside him, then he should be critical of that act of worship, because Allah is too appreciating. He is a Shakur. His name is the most appreciative, meaning He appreciates you too much or so much that He will not make you wait for the reward altogether. He'll give you a little bit of the reward now, but be careful. Don't, it is addictive, but don't seek it as the end goal. It's a sign that you're on the right track, inshallah. Keep going. That's why He sends it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it is absent, or don't seek it. Don't make it your primary goal, because He is pleased with those that seek to please Him, not those that seek to please themselves. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah make us and you like Musa alayhi salam, who rushed to the pleasure of his Lord, and make us standouts in our pursuit of his pleasure. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.